This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem, Agon Erev Yom Tov. We'll see, in honor of Kabbalah Satar, we'll try to do Amud Aleph a little bit earlier in the week. Okay, the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Whether in a situation where somebody gives chalitza to Yavama, and then afterwards he does Kedushin. Rebbe says, if you married her l'shem Ishus, then it's a good Kedushin. But if you marry her l'shem Yavamis, then you don't need a get. The Chachamim say, either way, you need a get. The Gemara says, what's the reasoning of Rebbe? Why, if you marry her l'shem Yavamis, is it not a good kinyan? The Gemara says it's like digging in a makom hefker, not knowing it's hefker, where you're not mechavin to make a kinyan, so it should not work. Says the Gemara, well, this is not analogous. When you're digging in a makom hefker, you have no kavana to make a kinyan. Here, you have kavana to make a kinyan. It's just not really an effective kinyan. It's like digging in the nechasim of one makom hefker, thinking it's digging in the nechasim of a different makom hefker. So Abaye said, what are we talking? Where he said, marry me with maimer yevamin. Rebbe says, maimer is only effective on zika. But the chalitza already caused the zika to dissipate. Therefore, only if you have kedushin, only if you make a regular kedushin is it effective. Not if you just make kedushin on top of the zika. Not if you use maimer yevamin. Rebbe holds maimer is chal on the zika, and the chalitza already removed the zika. And the rabbanan say no. Zika does not help for Maimer. There's something called Zika and there's something called Maimer. And just like in the beginning when you do Maimer, it's effective regardless of the Zika. Now that the Zika has been removed, you could still do Maimer. So we're up to Rava. Hashem should give a siyata d'shmaya to figure this out. Rava Amar. Ida Amar la b'maimer yevamin. If he says, I'm marrying you with maimer yevamin, koliyam aloi pligi demahanya. Everyone agrees that it helps. Why? Why does everybody agree that it helps? Because maimer works without zika. And the same way it would work in the beginning, it works even after chalitza. V'hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about over here? Kagoin da Amar la, he said to her, don't marry me b'maimer, marry me b'zika. Hiskad shili b'zika s'yivamin. Marry me with the zika of yibam. Rebbe savar, Rebbe holds, yesh zika. There is zika. Rebbe holds as follows. Rashi says, according to Rebbe, the way maimer works in general is it's chal on zika. So therefore, if you did chalitza and you disrupt the zika, the maimer can't work. Va'asoi chalitza, the chalitza comes, afka asei lezika, and it removes the zika. Therefore, since the way maimer works when you say hiskad shili bizikas yevamin, how does zikas yevamin work? Through the actual zika. So if the chalitza comes, there's no zika. V'rabbanan savri ein zika. The Rabbanan says, there is no koyach in zika, and nevertheless, maimer works. Rabbanan says, ein zika meikara. Ein zika. Zika does not have the koyach to create a relationship. So meikara, in the beginning, ilu amar lo eskat shilu bezika s'yivamin miloy mahani, if you would have said in the beginning, marry me with the zika of yibam, wouldn't it help? So now also, even though there's no zika, it helps. The same way in the beginning when there was no zika, it helps. Hashtanami mahani. Fine. Rav Shravya Amar, Rav Shravya says, Bechalitza Keshera. If a full-fledged chalitza was done, Eid Amar la hiskad shili bezikas yevamin, if he said, marry me with the zika of yibam, kulei amaloi pligi doloi mahanya. If you did a full-fledged chalitza, and you said, marry me, bezikas yevamin, everyone would say that this is not effective because there's no zika. And without zika, this lashon of iskad shili bezikas yevamin is not effective. V'hacha b'chalitza psula kamiflagi. Here we're talking about a chalitza psula. For example, Rashi says, let's say you gave chalitza after giving a get. So if you give chalitza after a get, that's not a full-fledged chalitza because it's not a chalitza that could have been a yibum. V'hacha b'chalitza psula kamiflagi. Here we're talking about chalitza psula, where you gave a get and then gave chalitza. So if you did a full-fledged chalitza and you ruined the zika, hiskachili b'zika zon would not work. But now that you did a invalid chalitza, a chalitza psula, mar sabra chalitza psula poiteres, one man da amar holds chalitza psula paters, and since chalitza psula paters, therefore there's no zika, and this is not an effective language. The Rabbanon say chalitza psula does not remove the zika, and therefore, if you say iskachili b'zikas yevamin, it would be a good kedushin. Ravashi says the kulei alma chalitza psula ina poiteres. Ravashi says everyone agrees chalitza psula does not pater. V'hacha b'yesh tenai b'chalitza kamiflagi. Everyone agrees a chalitza doesn't pass. A chalitza psula doesn't pater. Here we're talking about where you made a tenai in the chalitza. Where, let's say you said, I'm giving you chalitza on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Rebbe holds a tenai doesn't work in chalitza. And even if he doesn't give it, even if she doesn't give it, the tenai is not effective. And if the tenai is not effective, it's a chalitza. Rebbe holds that a tenai in chalitza is not a tenai, and it's a chalitza. Therefore, if it's a chalitza, there's no zika. If there's no zika, you can't say iskat shili b'zikas yivamin. So mar savra yesh tenai b'chalitza. The Rabbanon say there is a tenai. So if there's a tenai, so long as the tenai is not fulfilled, the chalitza is not good. And therefore, if you say hiskat shili ayde kesef zeh, so the chalitza is not good, so there's zika. But Rebbe holds that the chalitza al tenai, it's not a good tenai, so it is a good chalitza, so that there's no zika, so then it's not an effective language. Umar sabre in tenai b'chalitza. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, the kule alma yesh tenai b'chalitza. Everyone holds there's a tenai in the chalitza. You can make a tenai in chalitza, and therefore, if you make a tenai, I'm giving you chalitza on condition you give me 200 zuz, she would have to give you 200 zuz. And if it's not fulfilled, it's not a good chalitza. And if it's not a good chalitza, then the zika is still there. And if the zika is still there, hiskachili b'zikas yivamin would work. B'hacha b'tenai kaful kamiflagi. Here, the machlokes says, do you need a doubled tenai? By the way, who holds you need a doubled tenai? Come on, Rav Meir. Rav Meir's of the shita, you need a double tenai. You say, does that have anything to do with the fact that he holds Bein Kach or Bein Kach Nekurubam? Of course it does. It's the foundation of it. I'm going to tell you in a minute. First, you have to finish the two dots. V'hacha b'tenai kafal kamifli. Mar savar b'inon tenai kafal. One man da amar hol. So here we're talking about you need a tenai kafal. And in this case, you did not double the stipulation, right? A tenai kafal is, I will do A if you do B, and if you don't do B, I won't do A. In other words, Pashup Shad is the way you make a deal with somebody is, I'll give you this if you do that. I don't have to say, and I won't give it to you if you don't do it. But Rameir holds, and many Tanoim hold, you have to double the Tanai. We learned this out from the stipulation of B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, to Moshe Rabbeinu. But, okay. So, one man d'amar holds, you need a tenai kafel. And since you didn't do a tenai kafel, it's not a good tenai. So since it's not a good tenai, it's a good chalitza. Right? Tenai bato ma'isakayim. So it's a good chalitza. Chalitza is good. There's no zika. If there's no zika, you can't say iskachili be zikas yevamin. As opposed to the opinion, that would be the shita of a Rebbe. However, the chachamim say you don't need a tenai kafel. So therefore the chalitza is good. I'm sorry, the Rabbanon say you don't need a Tanai Kafel, therefore the Chalitza is not good. The Chalitza is not good, the Zika is still there. If the Zika is still there, you could say Iskachili, the Zika Asyavamin. Fine, very good. So I want to talk about Rameir. Stam, it's a good thing to talk about. We know that Rameir holds were always considered the children of Hashem, and Rabbi Huda says, no, only if we act that way. So the Baal HaTurim says that Araya Toshitas Rabbi Huda is, in the Pasuk right before Banim Atem Hashem Lekechem, is the Asisa Hayashar HaToiv Ve'inei Hashem Lekecha. If you do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Oh, even before I tell you this, I have to tell you Vardan Shavuos on that. It's Mamish on that. We know that the Malachi Ashari said, God, give us the Torah. So what's the claim of the Malachi Ashari to that Hashem should give them the Torah? By the way, if you have the Rav Meir Sefer, you must learn, I think it's Maimer Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey on Shavuos. Mamish, beautiful stuff. But anyway, what's the tine of the Malachim? Give us the Torah. The taina is, we're your neighbors, and there's a din of Dino de Bar Metzra. Dino de Bar Metzra is that if you sell something, you have to give the neighbor rights of first refusal. Yeah? So the Malachim say, we're your neighbors, give us the Torah. But Hashem said no. Why? Because even though the rights of first refusal, by the way, Dino de Bar Metzra is learned from the Pasuk of Asisa Hayosh V'Hatoiv Be'inei Hashem Alekecha, but you're allowed to give it to your son before you give it to your neighbor. So since we're banim to Hashem, Hashem could give us the Torah over the Malachim. So the Bnei Yisachar says, "Ba'asisa hayosher atoy b'ene Hashem lekecha." You should do what's just in the eyes of Hashem. So you have a kasha. So then, how come Hashem gave the Torah to us and not the Malachim? The next pasuk is, "Banim atem Hashem lekechem." Even though ba'asisa hayosher atoy b'ene Hashem lekecha, nevertheless, children come first. But I want to add something now from the Merkavas HaMishnah. The Baal HaTurim says the raya to Rabbi Yehuda that we're not always the children of Hashem are the asisa hayosh v'atoiv. Do act correctly. If you act correctly, banim atem l'Hashem alekechem. The question is, what's Rameir going to do with that juxtaposition of asisa hayosh v'atoiv? The answer is, Rameir says that's a t'nai. The asisa hayosh v'atoiv. You have to act properly. And if you act properly, you're Hashem's children. But Rameir holds the t'nai has to be a t'nai kafel. Rameir is l'shitase. That Hashem should have said, act properly, and if you act properly, you're my children. And Hashem should have said, and if you don't act properly, then you're not my children. So Rav Meir Lashitase, who holds that the Tanai has to be a Tanai Kafel, he says the Tanai is batal, and nevertheless, Ben Kach Nikro Banim. Rav Yehuda Lashitase, he holds the Tanai doesn't have to be Kafel. Okay, anyway, Vayter in the Gemara. Cholatz v'asa maimer v'nasan geru bal. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah twice said, if you give chalitza, and you do maimer, and you give a get, there's nothing after chalitza, and then it says, if you do bia, and then there's you give a get, or you do maimer, or anything after chalitza or bia, is ineffective. But interestingly, the Mishnah only says there's nothing after chalitza. The Mishnah doesn't say there's nothing after bia. Says Gemara, v'nisni nami ein achar bia klum. Says Gemara, Abai v'Rava de Amri Tarvaya, Abai and Rava, they both say, tani teach ein achar bia klum. Teach, there's nothing after bia. In other words, ein achanami, the same way there's nothing after chalitza. Right, the Mishnah says in the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph, right, chalatz va'asa maimer nasan get ubal ibal va'asa maimer nasan get v'chalatz inachar chalitza klum. So why doesn't the Mishnah say inachar bia klum? So Abai and Rava, they both say teach in a chanami that there's nothing after bia. I v'tana didan and our tana hataras yevama l'shuk adifale. And our tana, it's better to teach, meaning ein chanami. Our Tana agrees there's nothing after bia, but our Tana holds that permitting the yavama l'shuk is better to teach that there's nothing after chalitza. Why is it better to teach that? Rashi says the Tana didan deloy nak ad bia va'af agav the airi ba b'seifa, even though we're talking about it. Because the heter of Yavama Lashuk is more beloved to teach. Because at least when there's Chalitza, she's free to marry Lashuk. But from there we could learn out, Einachar Bia Klum. And to say ein achar chalitza klum, ein achar bia klum, it's too burdensome, it's too troublesome to say that whole thing. Fine. Weiter. Echad yevama achas, echad shte yevamais. Whether there's one yevama here, or there are two yevamais. This is going on Nun Amud Beis. Achas yevama achas liyavam echad v'achas shte yevamais liyamim echad. Says the Gemara, mas nisim deloy k'ben azai. The Mishnah is not like ben azai. The Tanya, ben azai oimer, yesh maimer achar maimer, b'shnei yevamin, v'yevama achas. Ben azai says, there's maimer after maimer, by two yevamin, two men, and one yevama, there is maimer achar maimer, but ve'ein maimer achar maimer, there's no maimer achar maimer, b'shtei yevamos, if it's two yevamos, v'yavam echad, and one yavam. If it's two yevamos and one yavam, there's no maimer achar maimer. Because our Mishnah, by the way, says, Yesh maimer achar maimer. In all cases. And Ben Azai says that shtei yevamos and yavam echad, there's no maimer achar maimer. That's not like Ben Azai. Fine, so the Gemara says the Mishnah is not like Ben Azai. Ketzad maimer lezu v'chulu. Lema Mesayle l'Shmuel. Let us say this supports Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Chalatz. Now, let's get the case of the Mishnah. Maimer lezu u'maimer lezu. What's the halacha? You need two gittin and chalitza. This Rashi says is going in the case of Maimer to Ruvain and chalitza to, excuse me, Maimer to the first woman and chalitza to the second woman. So what's the halacha of Maimer bezu? The chalitza lezu. So the rishona needs a get. Maimer bezu v'chalatz lezu rishona tzricha get. Yeah, remember that case? Maimer lezu, v'chalatz lezu. So the first lady needs a get. Says Gemara, lema mesayle l'shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, chalatz lebalas, maimer loy niftara tsarasa. Because the Mishnah says like this, you gave one woman maimer, and you gave the other woman chalitza, it says you need a get to give a get to the first one. So then why did you do chalitza to the second one? Why didn't you do chalitza to the first one? So the fact that you're doing chalitza to the second one seems to indicate you shouldn't do chalitza to the first one. Because the first one giving her chalitza will be a chalitza psula, because she already had a get. So that supports Shmuel, that if you give chalitza to the balas maimar, it doesn't pater the tzara. And it also refutes Rabbi Yosef, who holds, why does it refute Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said earlier on Daf Mem Daled that don't ruin a fresh woman. If you need to give a woman chalitza, you might as well give it to the Balas Haged, who anyway is disqualified to a Kayin. So over here, it says that you're giving chalitza to the second one. Why should you give chalitza to the second one? You should give it to the first one who has a get. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't refute Rabbi Yosef. It doesn't say you should give chalitza to the second one. It's talking about a case where you gave a get to the first one. You did maimer to the first one, and you went ahead and you did chalitza to the second one. But you're right, you shouldn't have. You should have given chalitza to the first one. Mi katani chalitza doesn't say you should give chalitza l'chadchila. Chalatz katani di'eved. It says, chalatz, you did chalitza, but di'eved. Okay? Okay. Get lezu v'get lezu. a get to this one and a get to that one. What's that case? Get lezu v'get lezu. Remind me. What's the case? Sorry, I have to make... what? What's the case?
He gave a get to each yevama.
You gave a get to each yevama? Get lezu v'get lezu. Lema masaye le l'rabba barav huna. D'amarabba barav huna. Chalitza psula tzvichalachzar kol ha'achen. Right, if get lezu, the get lezu, you need from them chalitza. So this is a now tzrichos implies you need to get chalitza from everybody. Yeah, so it's a raya to Rabbi Avuna tzvichalachzar kol ha'achen. You have to get chalitza from all the brothers. So it's not a raya. My tzrichos the alma. It means in every situation that this comes up, you always have to get chalitza, but it's not coming to say that you need to get chalitza from both. Okay. Get lezu v'chalatz lezu. The Mishnah says, get lezu v'chalatz lezu, ein acher chalitza klum. Get lezu v'chalatz lezu, says the Gemara, lema mesayi le l'shmuel. Shall we say, this supports Shmuel. The Tehavi Tiyufta de Rabbi Yosef. And it's a refutation of Rabbi Yosef. Because it says, Get lezu v'chalatz lezu. That supports Shmuel. That if one woman has a get, you shouldn't give her the chalitza because she's not a zakuk, you should give it to the other one. Rashi says, from the fact that it says chalitza to the balas chalitza is not given to the balas haget, that supports Shmuel, who says chalatz balas haget loy nifta tzara, and it's a tiyufta de Rabbi Yosef, because you're giving chalitza to the woman who was kosher, not to the woman who was pasul. Says Gemara, mi katani chayle, it's chalatz katani diyevet. Doesn't say you should do so lechatchila, but it says if you already did so, then it's valid. Okay, the Gemara continues. Chalatz v'chalatz. Oy, chalatz. This is going on 2-1 now, right? This is going on the case of Bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamais, bein shnei yavamin livam achas. Like we had earlier in the Mishnah, there's nothing after chalitza, there's nothing after yibam. And the only thing is, it only says there's nothing after chalitza, it doesn't say there's nothing after yibam. V'lisni nami ein achar biyaklam, and teach also there's nothing after bia. Abaye v'rava, the amri tarvayu, Abaye in rava, they both say, tani ein achar biyaklam, teach that there's nothing after bia. The Tana didan, and our Tana, hataras yevama l'shuk adifale. Our Tana, matering yevama l'shuk is better. In other words, same thing we had earlier, that in a chanami, the din would apply that there's nothing after bia, and the reason our Tana didn't teach that, it likes to teach a case there's nothing after chalitza, because this woman is free to go and marry whoever she wants. Fine. The final stretch over here, bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamais. Whether one yavam to two yavamais, or two yavamin to one yavama. So, in all of these cases, we say that there's nothing after chalitza. So the Gemara says like this. We're now revisiting a machlokes we had earlier on Daf Yud, where when one brother gives chalitza, what is his status to that woman? And what is the status of the other brothers to that woman or to the tzarais? So let's go back to Daf Yud Amid Beis. to review the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, the Gemara said, "Hacholetz liyavimtai, the Chazar v'kitsha." So Reish Lakish says, "You're not chayiv on the chalutza kares, but the brothers are chayiv to the chalutza kares and to the tzara. Everyone's chayiv kares." And Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, nobody's chayiv kares." Reish Lakish says, "Asher lo yivne, kimsal shav lo yivne. He gets lo yivne, but the brothers remain as they are." And Rabbi Yochanan says, "No." Rabbi Yochanan says, if in the beginning anyone could do chalitza, it can't be now you're a kares, but he's doing the shlichus of the brothers, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, everyone is a lav, Reish Lakish says, no, only the yavam to the yavam is a lav, everyone else is a kares. Now, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, the amar kula besa belav koi, that the whole house is considered a lav, both him to all the sarais and the brothers to her and to all the sarais, itzrich la'ashmi'inan, it has to teach me a chiddush, that there's nothing after chalitza. Why? That's a big chiddush. Because really there should be something after chalitza. Namely, if you marry the woman after chalitza, the kiddushin should be effective. Why is it not effective? It's a chiddush. Itzrich la'ashmi'inan, de'in kiddushin toysim b'chayv elavin. It has to teach me that Rabbi Yochanan would read the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, that kedushin is not tofes by chayv elavin. Elo l'reish lakish the amar. According to Reish Lakish, who says kula besa bekares, the whole house is kares. So I need to tell me a chiddush. There's nothing after chalitza. Of course, there's nothing after chalitza. Kedushin is not tofes. It's rechlash mina. The kedushin tofes by chayv krisos. So Reish Lakish said,
Rabbi Yeshua.
What?
Shita's Rabbi Yeshua, that it's only chayv nisus best.
But, okay, good. But remember, Rebbe was ready so same, like Shimon HaTimni, that Kedushin is not Tavis, but Chavei Krisos. So once, perhaps, the Mishnayos were ready so same, like, you know, I think the one Mishnah says the Halacha Kedvarav even, right? So maybe it's not a Chiddush to say the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shua. So Reish Lakish says like this. This is just written for symmetrical reasons, but you're right, there's no Chiddush here. Armal Chareish Lakish Ula Tamech, according to you, Seifa Diktani, the Seifa that teaches, Baal Va'asa Maimer, if you lived with her, and then someone else does Maimer, right, two Yavamin, and one Yavama. It says, if the first Yavam does Bia, and the second one does Maimer, oh, the Maimer is not effective. Good morning, America. Of course, you can't marry a married woman. Itzuch lashmin then kedushin tovish eishas ish. Ella, I need a mission to say kedushin is not tovish a married woman. Ella, I did the tana hataras yavam echad the yavama achas. Once it taught the permissibility of one yavam to one yavama, so it also taught two yavamais to one yavam. And the idea of the Tanish, Shtei Yavamais, V'Yavamecha, once it taught two Yavamais and one Yavam, Tani Nami, Shtei Yavamin, V'Yavama Achas. Basically, all of these cases, according to Reish Lakish, are Agav, the first case of Yavam Echad, L'Yavama Achas. And even though those added cases are not really Chidushim, but it's brought in to be Mashlim, the cases, once it taught one Yavam to one Yavama. Okay, everyone. We'll hold it over here. Wishing everybody a good Yom Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.